special Friday night playoff edition of Friday Night Lights. And we are here in Adair, Casey, getting ready in about 15 minutes for the start of quarterfinal action between Wayne and Adair, Casey. And the path to the dome just keeps getting steeper for the Falcons. Tonight they play their third road game in 10 days, all of them against one or two seeds with a combined record of 28-6. Tonight's quarterfinal opponent is Adair Casey. The Bombers have been ranked in the top five all season. And there are 13 running backs in eight-player ball this year with 1,500 or more yards rushing. Only six of those 13 are still playing, and two of those six will go head-to-head here tonight. And they're both named Clayton. Keeper of Wayne versus Plowman of Adair Casey. Keeper averages nearly 8 yards a carry en route to 1,509 yards, 34 TDs on the season. And that's in 10 games. Wayne has 11 on their schedule, but the forfeit against Seymour prohibits any stats. So in 10 games, he's got 1,509 yards with 34 TDs. Plowman gets over 9 yards a carry and has crossed the goal line 36 times during his 1,855-yard dash through District 6. Plowman is fourth in the state total offense. Keeper is eighth. And that'll be a matchup as well as the quarterbacks, Trayton Jensen for the Bombers and Dylan Lane for the Falcons. So Wayne has gotten a chance. In fact, this is now their third chance that most teams never get in high school football, a second chance. They fell to Murray in week four, but avenged the loss in round one of the playoffs. Falcons lost to HLV in week nine of the regular season at home, their only home defeat ever in eight-player ball. And that defeat was avenged Monday night in Victor. Speaking of that, if you know anybody in Victor, have them be on the lookout for my banner, which apparently was left there. Wayne's only other unavenged loss since moving to eight-player ball was on this field a year ago to Superman Clayton Plowman. So it comes down to Superman versus the Avengers tonight, and I'm going to put my money on Marvel. And we're going to go with the Falcons, but it's going to be a very difficult game against a team that statistically and in the rankings and the predictors and the journalists and everybody who has a say in this says it's going to be something that an uphill climb that the Falcons aren't going to be able to master, but we're going to see. We are going to take a short break and be back with your Cordon State Bank starting lineups in just a moment. But first, we need to hear from some fine folks that are helping put us on the air.
Wayne Falcon football is being brought to you by Hammer Medical. Hammer Medical will home deliver and set up any medical equipment you need. They have a full line of respiratory, mobility, and accessibility products. Let Hammer Medical help you or your loved ones to your home care needs. Hammer Medical will even file your insurance paperwork for you. Hanson's Iowa Realty. When you're looking to buy or sell property, your premier realtor in Sheraton is Hanson's Iowa Realty. Hanson's Iowa Realty has been working with buyers and sellers in Iowa for over 50 years. Call them today at 641-774-5822. Betty Hansen of Hansen's Iowa Realty is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. The Indianola Auto Group. Your local Indianola car dealers have joined forces to provide you with the best-in-class sales and service in Warren County. They have over 1,500 vehicles available at their dealerships. Their sales and service staff are there to serve you in a small-town friendly atmosphere. They invite you to visit any of their dealerships for all of your automobile needs. Noble, Southtown, and Waters. Judd's Ranch House. Hot, fresh food, a country atmosphere, and plenty of room for everyone. That's Judd's Ranch House in Lacona. Judd has a menu to please everyone. Everyone is headed to the house. Judd's Ranch House in Lacona, open Tuesday through Saturday. Mac Hardware. Stay ahead of the changing weather in Iowa and keep more money in your pocket by renting the equipment you need at Mack Hardware on the Highway 34 bypass in Sheraton. Mack Hardware rents chainsaws, log splitters, pole saws, and more. Call 641-774-0410 for more information. That's Mack Hardware in Sheraton. Smith Auto Body. When you have an accident, whether it's an animal or a tree that's messed up your vehicle, you can count on Smith Auto Body in Sheraton to get your vehicle back to the way it was, all shiny and new. Call Smith Auto Body at 641-774-5008 for all your auto body work. Great Western Bank of Corydon. Great Western Bank in Corydon. A home might be the single largest investment you'll ever make. That's why it's so important to work with someone you trust, like a mortgage loan specialist from Great Western Bank. They are helping make life great. Red Haw Realty. List your real estate with Red Haw Realty. Red Haw is your real estate A-team, and they have an A-list of buyers to get your property sold. List it. Sell it. Call Red Haw Realty in Sheraton at 641-774-4242. Corydon Hy-Vee. The Corydon Hy-Vee is a helpful smile in every aisle. Check out their weekly specials. They have fresh meat, vegetables, and produce for you and your family. Whether you're packing lunches or fixing family meals, you can find it at your local employee-owned Hy-Vee in Corydon. Farm Bureau agent John Fry in Corydon. John Fry is your Farm Bureau agent in Corydon. Stop by, let John give you a quote for whatever you're in need of. He offers life, auto, home, and health insurance. Stop in and see what he can do for you. Chambers and Ralph Law Firm. Attorney Roberta Chambers is a proud sponsor of Wayne Falcon football. The Lucas County Health Center. Lucas County Health Center is there for you when you need them with a full line of services from obstetrics to oncology, from physical therapy to diabetes education. We are here caring for you. We provide each patient with the highest quality family-centered health care. Neeson Pharmacy. Personal, friendly, and reliable, Neeson Pharmacy is your hometown pharmacy. Neeson Pharmacy on the southwest corner of the Corydon Square. Check out their selection of Iowa and Iowa State apparel. Midwest Heritage Bank. Midwest Heritage offers a full suite of financial solutions, including deposit and loan products, as well as financial planning and insurance services. Redo Pizza, Corydon. Redo Pizza, the place to meet before the game and the place to celebrate after the game. We'll see you at Redo for pizza. Bingham Construction. Bingham Construction. Trust your next building project to a winning team. Bingham Construction. Call Roger Bingham at 641-203-0578. They will get the job done. Danco Sporting Goods in Centerville offers the best selection of sporting goods in the area. Danco family owned since 1979, offering you the selection of quality sporting goods so you can play proud. Danco. Better equipment. Every inch counts in the red zone, just like every inch counts for farmers out in the field. At KHIH, we're helping farmers get the most out of every acre with products that are powerful, productive, and reliable, so they're ready for the challenges ahead. The world of farming is changing. Be ready with Case IH from Better Equipment in Highway 2, 2 miles east of Corydon. Shivers Manufacturing. Take your grain drying to a higher level with a Shivers Performance System. No other drying method matches the performance of Shivers in-bin continuous counterflow drying. The Allerton Lumber Company. Construction service and supply from small hand tools to lumber. We have what you need for your next project. Stop in today at 220 North Central Avenue in Allerton, Iowa. The Corydon State Bank. Corydon State Bank considers the security of your financial information a top priority. They take extensive security measures to ensure a safe and reliable online experience for their customers. Corydon State Bank, security for your online banking. CNC Custom Cycle. CNC Custom Cycle on the Highway 34 bypass in Sheraton has been in business for over 40 years with a showroom of over 40,000 square feet. Stop in and check out all the recreational vehicles in stock and see what you want to take home. That's CNC Custom Cycle. Motor Inn. Steve Bunch and the sales associates at Motor Inn of Knoxville look forward to helping you find your next vehicle. Let them put you in a vehicle of your dreams. Motor Inn of Knoxville on Highway 14 North in Knoxville, Iowa. Randolph Funeral Home. For many, grief doesn't end with a funeral. Randolph Funeral Home offers grief support for all ages. Let them help you and your family in your time of need. Community First Credit Union. Your voice is powered by Community First Credit Union. Your voice is there to help young adults with questions about student loans and budgeting. Your voice is here to guide you through your finances. Check out the website, C1STYOURVOYCE. CFirstYourVoice.com. Or like them on Facebook, federally insured by NCUA. Windstream. AIIC recently switched to Windstream for Business, a new bundled package that included free guest internet and lower prices than those commonly advertised for Windstream. Do what KIIC did. Call Danielle, your Windstream for Business account rep, directly for the best value, lowest prices, and free guest wireless for a year. Get the same deal KIIC got. Call Danielle at 641-888-0134. That's 641-888-0134 and get specialized small business pricing and treatment. Danielle will come to your business and explain all the options. Windstream is available in most areas, but not all. Call Danielle today, 641-888-0134. Midwest Assisted Living. As we turn through the pages of our lives, we all experience times when we need a little extra help. We have created an assisted living environment which combines and celebrates these memorable aspects of life and creates new experiences in a comfortable home-like setting. Assisted living strikes a balance between the need for a helping hand and the desire for each individual to live life on their own terms. Our warm and caring staff offers assistance for each person's needs while providing the space, freedom, and flexibility to make one's own choices and enjoy life. We offer a variety of amenities to assist in the care of you or your loved one. With around-the-clock staff, you'll have the assurance that assistance will be there when you need it. I invite you to explore all the benefits assisted living can offer. In Oskaloosa, contact Maple Ridge for assisted living and memory care.
And apologize for the delay there. We the national anthem was a little bit late getting started, and out of respect for our nation, we were waiting until that was done. We also have a couple of new sponsors this evening and throughout the rest of the playoff run, which hopefully will be a while yet. And we have Chambers Auction and Appraisal Company in Corydon. True price discovery only at auction. Chambers Auction and Appraisal Company is your full-service auction provider for all of Southern Iowa. See Chambers online at chambersauction.com, 641-872-2082. Chambers Auction and Appraisal Company, proudly supporting Lane Athletics. Also, Foxhole Gun Range in Ottumwa is having their big gun auction this Saturday at the Isaac Walton League at 1107, that's 1107 90th Street in Ottumwa at 1 p.m. at the main clubhouse. They will be selling a large selection of guns and ammunition. For more information, call 641-895-4480. And we have your Corydon State Bank starting lineups. We'll start with the Bombers. Number 5, Emmett Wheatley, Trayton Jensen, Clayton Plowman, Charlie Terry, Cole Reha, Brad Patterson, Chris Draymond, Logan Dinkla. Those are your starting 8 for the Adair Casey Bombers and for your Wayne Falcons. The offense was introduced, and that was good because Wayne has won the toss and elected to receive. That's 3 for 3 so far this year. And the Falcons will move from east to west. That's left to right on your computer screen. And if not, once again, turn around. The Falcons will receive the opening kickoff. The Chambers and Ralph Law Firm kickoff is coming right up.
Wheatley set to do the kicking honors for Adair Casey. And he'll tee it up from the 30, and we're about ready to go in this quarterfinal football action from Adair Casey. You've got, as usual, Clayton Kiefer, Trent Carpenter back at the Falcon 5, ready to receive. Adair Casey spreading out now, getting ready. And you've got Carson and CD, the short guys at the 25. The kick is deep. It'll be through the end zone. Touchback. Falcons will start at the 15. And it'll be first and 10 Wayne there as we're getting ready to start the clock here in Adair Casey. The breeze is mostly right into my face, but which would be left to right for the Falcons. But they're going into it a little bit here in the first quarter. We'll turn around and take advantage of that in a second. But Lane under center with trips to the left. Short drop, quick pass to the left. It's complete. And I think that's Clayton, and he's pushing the pile up past the 20. Ball goes out of bounds. So a completion for Dylan on his first throw. And the spot will be at the 23. That's a gain of 8. Second down now and short for Wayne. Lane now under center with Kiefer behind him. And double tight end to the right side. Pitches back to Clayton. He's having a hard time getting outside and doesn't. Pushed out of bounds by Plowman and Jensen. And that'll be spotted at the 20, a loss on the play. Okay, so now the third down for Wayne, about 5 more to go. They got to get to the 25. Now they've got trips to the left, and another quick pass, and Clayton tries cutting this back up the middle. And he's going to be well short of the first down, but and the ball will be spotted at the Wayne 22, so a 2-yard pickup there. And it'll be fourth and about 3 for Wayne, and they're in punt formation. Lane gets it, kind of pushes it off toward the Adair Casey sideline, and it goes out of bounds. Not a great punt, but not returned by Adair Casey. And Wayne goes 3 and out with the ball spotted at midfield. So Adair Casey will get their first crack at it from midfield. We're scoreless with 10:30 to go in the first quarter. Nobody out wide, double tight end for Adair Casey. And now they've got backs in the eye. And the handoff is to Plowman on the right side, and he gets through the Falcon line. Lane in the secondary dives, takes him down, but not until he's inside the Falcon 20. Just off the over the right guard and taken down at the 14 by Lane. So first and 10 for Adair Casey at the Wayne 14 here early in the first quarter. Back's in the deeper eye this time, and the handoff is to Plowman running the left side, trying to get outside, and he's going to be brought down there by Clayton Kiefer. Kiefer with the tackle at the 5. Pickup of 9. And it'll be second and short for Adair Casey at the Falcon 5. With 9:42 and counting to go in the first quarter. except close behind Jensen. It's a handoff to Plowman on the right side, and he's got enough for the first down, stopped apparently short of the goal line. And Trent Carpenter with the tackle on that. But it'll be first and goal at the one. Nine, 18 and counting. Jellison anchoring the middle of that Falcon line again. Jensen hands it off to Plowman to the left side, and he's into the end zone for a touchdown. 1 yard touchdown run for Clayton Plowman gives Adair Casey the lead with 9:08 to go in the first quarter. Randolph Funeral Home PAT attempt coming up. And normally, I believe they are a kicking team, but lining up for a two-point attempt. And Plowman to the left side, and he is in for two. And just like that, Wayne falls into an 8-0 hole against Adair Casey. Emmer Medical will home deliver and set up any medical equipment you need. They got a full line of respiratory mobility and accessibility products. Let Hammer help you or your loved ones with home care needs. Hammer Medical will even file your insurance paperwork for you. If you're looking to buy or sell property, your premier realtor in Sheraton is Hanson's Iowa Realty. Hanson's Iowa Realty has been working with buyers and sellers in Iowa for over 50 years. Call them today, 774-5822. Betty Hanson of Hanson's Iowa Realty is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Jensen will tee up, or a Wheatley, I'm sorry, will tee up a second kick. And your Chambers and Wealth Law Firm kick return coming up for Wayne. He had enough leg to, clear the back of the end zone, and so why wouldn't you put the opponent on the 15 instead of even giving him a chance to return a kick? So we'll see what Wheatley can do here. It's a crosswind from his right to left. Had been helping him a little bit, doesn't seem to be now. But he gets it up in the air, and it gets to the end zone touchback. Wayne will put her in play from the 15 with 9:08 to go. The first quarter trailing Adair Casey 8-0. Falcons come to the line, Carpenter wide to the right. Clayton behind Dillon, and get the handoff to the left side and crosses the 15. Well, actually, they're only giving him forward progress to the 15, so no gain on the play for Kiefer. He's second and 10, Falcons. Flag down. Offsides against the Falcons. Rough start. 5 yards. So from the 10, it'll be second and long, second and 15. No gain on the first play. Horton and Clayton to the right and Twins to the left. It's a pass across the middle to Carpenter, complete across the 15. Put it at the 16 is a 6 yard gain. And it'll be third and long. Nine to go for first down as we hit the 8 minute mark in the first quarter with Wayne trailing 8-0. Twin receivers each way. And trying to long pass. It is in and out of the hands of, I think, Jamison at about the 35, incomplete. had a chance, but then I was knocked away. And it'll be fourth down again for the Falcons with 7:47 to go in the first quarter, and Lane in punt formation again. And the receiver is standing at his own 32 and takes it on the bounce at the 33, heading to the left side, flagged down already. And up the middle of the field is Plowman. Gets inside the 15 of the Falcons, but the flag came very early. And it'll probably be the holder blocking the back on Adair Casey. Officials conferring, 7:35 on the clock, and we're in the first quarter with Adair Casey leading Wayne 8-0. Here comes the official call. It is holding against Adair Casey, and with where that flag rests, a 10-yard penalty should give the Falcons a first down and keep the ball. There was a block in the back and a hold. And so they're going to mark off the hold from where he fielded the ball. Actually, they gave him a yard from where he fielded the ball or two, and they'll mark it back to the 19.
It'll be a 10-yard penalty from the point where Plowman received the punt. The Bombers will take over.
So from their own 19, Adair Casey. .35 to go in the first quarter. Adair Casey lining up, having scored on the first possession and held the Falcons twice. Plowman to the right side, dragging a Falcon with him and brought down out near the first down marker. It is at the 28, so a 9-yard pickup there. Clayton on the tackle. Second and short for Adair Casey. Quarterback Jensen now set, takes the snap, hands it off to Plowman coming left. He gets through the line and brought down, it looks like, by Trent, but not until he gets past the 35. Out to the 10-yard pickup there for Plowman. First down now for the Bombers. Falcon defense is all inside. There's no, they're not putting receivers out. Everybody's tight. They're big on the line. And now trying the right side is Terry, trying to get around the corner. It gets, looks like about six. And gets down to the Falcon 37. So from Wayne's 37 now, Adair Casey with the ball, second down and short, 6.5 minutes to go in the first quarter with Wayne trailing 8-0. And quarterback running to the left side. Ankle tackle there by Horton, perhaps. I think we'll give that one to Ethan. Gets down to the Falcon 33. And it's third and short as we hit 6 minutes. Halfway mark of the first quarter with Wayne trailing 8-0. Plowman on the right side, first down into the Falcons secondary, dragging a couple with him again. And brought down, I think, by Blade there on that one. So now from the Falcon 22, That's another first down for Adair Casey. Not a pass attempt yet for the Bombers. Handoff is getting outside this way. Plowman steps out of bounds inside the 10. No, that's Terry. Excuse me. Running down the left side and gets to the Wayne 7, 15-yard pickup. Another first down. First and goal now. Adair Casey with the ball. They have the lead, 8-0. 5.5 to go in the first. Jensen will give this one to Plowman and cuts it back up the middle. Gets inside the 5, brought down by a bunch of Falcons. CT, Ethan, Clayton. And we'll give him to the 3, a pickup of 4 on that. Second down to go now. And they're in the eye. Wayne stacking the middle of the field, too. And this time, Plowman will be hit in the backfield by Ridge Downard and brought down for a loss. Lost back to the 6. The third down now with Adair Casey leading Wayne 8-0. 4.5 to go in the first. And off to the right side and into the end zone is Plowman. 6-yard touchdown run. And Adair Casey with 4:23 to go in quarter number 1 has extended their lead. We'll see if they can get 2 more as they again line up for the 2-point PAT attempt. Backs in the eye. Jensen will hand off. Plowman to the right side, and Falcons appear to have stopped this one. PAT attempt fails. And it's Adair Casey 14, Wayne 0, with 4:23 to go in the first quarter. Your local Indianola car dealers have joined forces to provide you with best-in-class sales and service in Warren County. They have over 1,500 vehicles available at their dealerships. Their sales and service staff are there to serve you in a small-town friendly atmosphere. They invite you to visit any of their dealerships for all of your automobile needs. Noble, Southtown, and Waters. Judd's Ranch House, hot, fresh food and a country atmosphere. Plenty of room for everyone. That's Judd's Ranch House in Lacona. Judd's has a menu to please everyone. Everyone's headed to the house. Judd's Ranch House in Lacona, open Tuesday through Saturday. Your Chambers and Ralph Law Firm kick return coming up for the Falcons. Carpenter and Kiefer at the 5. Coonsey and Carson Kiefer at the 25. But so far, Wheatley has done nothing but put it through the end zone for touchbacks. Wind mostly from his right to left. This one is a little bit shorter. It might be fieldable. Nope. Into the end zone, touchback. Fielded by Clayton a yard deep, but can't cross that goal line, or it is a touchback in high school ball. So with 4:23 to go in the first, Falcons. Lining up, Carpenter out to the right, Kiefer in the slot. Quick drop, and quarterback draws. The ball's on the turf. Falcons pick it up. Looks like Ridge Downard quickly picked that up, maybe even got him another yard out of it. Or no, Evan Sinclair picks that up. Falcons And ball gets out to the 17, so give Sinclair a couple yards. It'll be second down for the Falcons from the 17. Trailing Adair Casey, 8-0. Carpenter out to the left. And the option play, ball hits the turf and picked up by Clayton and pushes it up to about the 18. Give Wayne and Clayton Kiefer 1 yard on that. Wayne just unable to get anything going offensively. It'd be third and long again as we come near 3:10 to go in the first quarter. Wayne trailing 14-0. A windy night in Adair, KC. Tight formation with backs in the eye, and Lane will keep it on a option play and pushes it out past the 20 to about the 23. Pickup of about 5, almost 6 on that. They'll give him forward progress to almost the 24. Wayne with about a yard and a half to go, with 2.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. And Wayne spending a lot of time in the huddle. Looks like they may go for this one deep in their own territory. Nope. Lane stays back in punt formation. And I think the flag delay of the game, by Falcons, took too long in that huddle. Back them up 5. So from the 19 now, Plowman standing at his own 31. Dylan with clean snap. Punts it, and it's a little more yardage. Bounces and stays inbounds and will roll dead at the 21, covered by Tate Van Dyne. So Adair Casey, for the third time, will get the ball, this time from their own 21 and leading Wayne 14-0 with 2:05 to go in the first quarter. Quarterfinal action. Wayne looking for some options on offense, have yet to get. They need some pharmacy first down. Backs in the eye. They don't put receivers out either direction, but they're getting Plowman through the line, and Horton and another Kunze grabbed him first, and Horton put him down. Pushes it out over the 25 to the 26, so 5 yard pickup, and it'll be second and 5 for Adair Casey. Here they come again. This is quite a bit different from what the Falcons saw with HLB Monday night, where they were spreading people out all every direction. And Jensen under pressure from Lane, flagged down in the backfield. And he will be sacked inside the 15, and we'll see what the flag is. I think it's going to be a hold on Adair Casey. Chop block, I'm sorry, against Adair Casey. I don't see why you would take this penalty. Yeah, it's declined. Loss on the play and the down is a much better deal for Wayne. And the ball will be spotted on the right hash at the 14-yard line. Loss of 12. Or at the 14, I'm sorry. Loss of 12. Adair Casey now with getting near a minute. Back in motion, and Jensen will throw it over the middle. Complete to Terry. Nobody near him, and now he's got some speed and into the clear. being chased, but he will not be caught. Charlie Terry with a 66-yard touchdown reception. Just a little downfield screen, basically, in front of the line of scrimmage, but nobody there, and he just shot through, outran the Falcons. 66 yards. That is a touchdown for Adair Casey with 56.4 seconds to go. PAT attempt. Randolph Funeral Home, PAT. Plowman trying the right side, and it is a fail. So the score, Bombers 20, Falcons 0, with 56 seconds to go in quarter number one. Hear from Adair. Stay ahead of the changing weather in Iowa. Keep more money in your pocket at the same time. Rent your equipment at Mack Hardware on the Highway 34 bypass in Sheridan. Mack Hardware rents chainsaws, log splitters, full saws, and more. Call 641-774-0410 for more information. That's Mack Hardware in Sheridan. And when you have an accident, whether it's an animal or a tree that's messed up your vehicle, count on Smith Auto Body in Sheraton to get your vehicle back to the way it was, all shiny and new. Call Smith Auto Body, 774-5008, for all your auto body work. Chambers and Ralph Law Firm Kick Return coming up for Wayne. Wheatley's put the first three into the end zone. And the mid players for the Falcons at the 25. Just in case he punches one through the line, the front four standing around the 40. Back this way, maybe just a little bit. Low line drive, and Clayton stands at the goal line, but you're not that tall, Clayton. Jumping up and diving, trying to knock it down as it went over his head. Went back is like an outfielder on the warning tracker at the wall, jumping up trying to snag a home run, but that one made the seats. Just kidding, there are no seats in the end zone. It's a metaphor. Clayton, CD jumped, but I think Adair Casey may have crossed the line first. We'll see what the call is. And it'll be a procedure call against Wayne. Backing him up to the 10.
First and 15.
Trent wide right again. I'm not sure why the clock ran, but 0.8 of a second went off. And Plowman took out Dylan in the backfield. Forward progress kept him out of the end zone, but loss of 9 back to the 1. Second, and they got to get to the 25, so second down 24 for the Falcons, and 23 seconds to go. Now twin receivers each direction, Lane spreading out the field. No backfield, no, and Lane will just keep her up the middle. And forward progress will get him a little, maybe a foot. He's out past the one now. I guess we'll still call that at the one. And it'll be third down for Wayne. And that'll end your first quarter. So it's your first quarter score. Adair Casey, 20. Wayne, 0. Great Western Bank in Corydon reminds you that a home might be your single largest investment you'll ever make. That's why it's so important to work with someone you trust, like a mortgage loan specialist from Great Western Bank. They are helping to make life great. List your real estate with Red Haw Realty. Red Haw is your real estate A-team, and they have an A-list of buyers to get your property sold. List it, sell it, Call Red Hot Realty in Sheraton, 774-4242. Tell them thanks for sponsoring Falcon football. 20-0 as we get set to begin the second quarter. And officials had to move the ball about 78 yards from 1-1 to the other one. But the Falcons will have the ball third and a bunch. Need to get to the 25 as they started this drive with a touchback. So we're now in about to begin the second quarter. See there, Casey digs in on defense, and the Falcons will send Horton out to the right. Adair Casey with a timeout. I'm not sure they had the quarter break to be ready, and that'll be our first Bread Dough Pizza timeout. And for a great timeout with your family and friends, go to Bread Dough Pizza in Corydon. Your Corydon IV has a helpful smile in every aisle. Check out their weekly specials. Fresh meat, vegetables, and produce for you and your family. Whether you're packing lunches or fixing family meals, you can find it at your local employee-owned Hy-Vee in Corydon. A charter sponsor of these broadcasts now in our fourth year. This is the last game Wayne will play outdoors this year, no matter what. The winner of the game goes to the Dome next week. The losers go home for the offseason. Now Wayne will line it up. Horton wide right, Carpenter in the slot. In the gun from the end zone, throwing to Carpenter. It's complete. He's at the 20 and out near first down yardage. He'll be a little bit short. It'll be fourth down. He will be tackled. The spot's going to be about a yard short of the first down. And a penalty flag that I guess I didn't see goes against Wayne, so that'll negate the pass and catch. This is a procedure call. And so basically it's a do-over for the Falcons. Pick the ball up, put it back down. You can't back up half the distance when the ball is that close to the goal line. So now, Wayne, once again, third and long, 11:42, counting. Trip receivers to the left, and Clayton in motion now from the, and the pass is going to be to the right side over the head of, over the head of Ridge Downard, incomplete. He was open running to the right. And there's a penalty against Wayne there, and it's declined because that'll bring up fourth down from the one. And now the wind has shifted to where it's a lot with Wayne. Lane will be standing back by the back line of the end zone. Plowman is at the Falcon 33. 11.5 minutes to go here in the second quarter with Adair Casey leading Wayne 20-0. Clean snap, blocked through the end zone. That'll be a safety. So safety comes at 11:26 to go, and puts the lead at Adair Casey 22, Wayne 0, and Wayne will free kick. coming up here. John Fry is your Farm Bureau agent in Corydon. Stop in and let John give you a quote for whatever you are in need of. He offers life, auto, home, and health insurances. Stop in and see what John can do for you. Tell him thanks for sponsoring Falcon Football, another of our charter sponsors. As is Roberta Chambers. Attorney Roberta Chambers is a proud sponsor of Wayne Football at Chambers & Wealth Law Firm, and they do sponsor our kickoffs. And we're going to call this one a kickoff. Wayne will boot it from their own 15. Plowman in at his own 18. And Dylan will charge up and give it a line drive, bouncing at the 20 and back inside the, it'll go into the end zone. That'll be a touchback. Bounced it about the 30 over the head of Plowman and just kept getting a Falcon roll. So 11:26 to go. Wayne trailing 22-0. Adair Casey with the ball from their own 15. Off balance line, run back behind Jensen, and the handoff is, I think, Terry on that one, and he'll lose some yards. Back to the 13, minus 2. Second down, Adair Casey now. Wheatley coming in. Jensen appears unsure what the play is, looking to the sidelines, getting it from the coach. We're under 11 to go, second quarter, and Adair Casey will call their second timeout. And your Redo Pizza reminds you that for a good timeout with your family and friends, go to Redo Pizza in Corydon. Lucas County Health Center is there when you need them with a full line of services. From obstetrics to oncology, from physical therapy to diabetes education, we are here caring for you. We provide each patient with the highest quality, family-centered health care. Personal, friendly, and reliable, Neeson Pharmacy is your hometown pharmacy. Neeson Pharmacy on the southwest corner of the Corydon Square. Check out their selection of Iowa and Iowa State apparel. Neeson Pharmacy, another charter sponsor of these broadcasts now in our fourth year on KIICradio.com, live stream for the Quattro. Not a good start so far for the Falcons. 10:54 to go. Wayne trailing 22-0. Wheatley in motion. Jensen hands it off and coming to the near side and breaking a tackle. Oh, my goodness. Terry deep into the Falcons secondary, crosses midfield across the 35. He was tackled at the 15 or wrapped up, but flagged down at the end of the play. Big gain for Terry out across midfield. And a face mask call against the Falcons. It looks like of the 15-yard variety. Personal foul from the 34. They'll take 15 more. 27 and 6, a 33-yard run for Terry, plus the penalty. So from Wayne's 19. Hey there, Casey. With the help of Wayne pushing the ball right down the field. And looks like Draven Jellison jumps offside. He was offside. Wayne will push Falcons back five more. So from the Wayne 14-yard line, it'll be first down, Adair Casey 10-22 and counting to go until halftime, Wayne trailing 22-0. Jensen looking things over, now under center. Axe in the eye, hand off to Plowman to the left side. He's got first down yardage, brought down out there by, is that Kiefer or Dylan Lane? Dylan with the last line of defense. It's going to be first down for Adair Casey, first and goal at the 7. First and goal, Adair Casey from the Falcons 7. Once again in the eye, now in motion is Terry. And the option play down the side, Jensen will cut it in, touchdown. No yellow on that one. Touchdown, Adair Casey with 9:34 to go. And your Randolph Funeral Home PAT attempt coming up. And it looks like the same kind of a play here, and it is. And Jensen, once again, will they're spreading out the near side of the Falcon defense, and pays off. They get a touchdown and a two-point conversion out of that. And it is now Adair Casey Bombers 30, Wayne Falcons 0, with 9:34 to go in the second quarter in this state quarterfinal action, with the winner receiving a berth to the Dome in a week. Midwest Heritage offers a full suite of financial solutions, including deposit and loan products, as well as financial planning and insurance services. And don't forget Breddo Pizza, the place to meet before the game and the place to celebrate after the game. We'll see you at Breddo for pizza. And the wind has is now moving a little more from the west, so it's moving from right to left. It's at the Falcons' back, and Wheatley will kick from the 30. Let's see how he does into the wind here. Here come the Falcons to line up for the Chamberson Ralph Law Firm kick return. And Trent on the near side at the 4. Clayton on the far side of the field standing at the 3. CD and Carson at the Falcon 25. Wheatley gets a nice boot. Carpenter will field it at the 1. Coming back toward the middle of the field, now shifting directions. Gets around and falls on his own inside the 20. He'll go down at the 18, untouched. He was cutting, and it looked like just stepped on his own feet. So from their own 18, which actually is their best starting field position of the night so far, Wayne with 9:28 to go. We'll see if they can get some action going, everybody in tight, trips, and fake pitch and throwing it long and over the head of Trent Carpenter at midfield. He was open. Terry was 2 or 3 yards behind him. That play was there. Carpenter had Terry beat, but falls incomplete. Second down now for the Falcons from their own 18, trailing 30-0. Once again, in the eye, and the option on the right side. Lane will cut it up, and he's across the 25 out near the 30. And it's going to be the first Neeson Pharmacy first down for the Falcons. to the 29, so an 11-yard pickup for Dillon gives the Falcons their first Neeson Pharmacy first down of the night. It is, we're about 9 minutes to go in the second quarter with the Falcons trailing 30-0. Here comes Wayne Trent out to the left. Kiefer's in the eye behind Lane under center. Option, pitches it to Clayton. He's got the corner. He's got some speed. One man, now Adair Casey catches up with him, but he's across midfield inside the Bomber 30. A quick pitch to Clayton. 11 to midfield and 11 more is a 22-yard pickup. So the 29-yard line of Adair Casey is where the ball now sits. Wayne has it with 8.5 to go in the second quarter, and the Falcons trailing 30-0. Perhaps they're finding something that works. Looks like a double-type formation in the pitch back to Clayton, and he's trying to cut it up and doesn't get anything. So back-to-back Neeson Pharmacy first downs, and then back to nothing. So again, from the Bomber 29, Wayne will have second and 10. 7:45 to go in the second quarter with Wayne trailing 30-0. Trent in the slot, now goes in motion to the right and heads upfield. He's going to be open and passes up in the air, underthrown, incomplete. Trent had that if Dillon could have just thrown it deeper into the corner, but instead it's third and 10 for Wayne with 7:33 to go. Ball on the Bomber 29-yard line. Third down now and 10. C.D. Kunze in at fullback, and the option play pitches it back to Clayton, and he's across the 30, inside the 20, down the right sideline, pushed out of bounds in front of the Falcon crowd, right around the first down marker. And I think they're going to measure this. The ball is sitting inside the 20, but it's going to be close. It's either going to be fourth and less than a yard or another Neeson Pharmacy first down for the Falcons. We'll find out momentarily, but I can't imagine they'll do anything but go for it if it is short. Boy, they're taking a real hard, long look at this. So give him 9 7/8 on the carry. There is about two or three links short on that chain. From a Falcon first down, and as soon as they get back and set them, Wayne will be ready to go. 7:26 left in the second quarter. Adair Casey 30, Wayne 0. Kunze at fullback, Clayton behind him, and Lane. Oh, and it's going to be a motion penalty on the Falcons. That one's going to hurt. That's where you want those inches. So from the Adair Casey 24 now, it'll be 4th and 5. And it looks like Wayne may have gained that inch or two on the spot. But they need 5 now, not that inch. takes the handoff to Lane, throws it to the wide open right side, and Kunze, I believe, with the catch and out of bounds for a first down. That's a Neeson Pharmacy first down for the Falcons. Nice play calling there by Coach Elliott. To the 14. Now, option, Lane will keep it himself. Got hit too much in traffic in the Falcon backfield. Couldn't pitch it. But he gets down to the 12, so give Dylan two. And so from the Bomber 12, second and eight, Falcon ball with under seven now to go until halftime. And two receivers come out to the left. It'll be Horton and Clayton in the slot. Lane alone in the backfield with Trent to the right. Clayton in motion, gets the handoff, nowhere to go, cuts it sharply back to the left and inside the 10. That was a good cut, and it'll be to the 9, so 3 more yards for Clayton. It'll be third down for the Falcons. From just across the Bomber 9 as we near the 6-minute mark, halfway through the second quarter. Need to get down to about the 4. Keeper again in motion, the fake, and Lane loses his footing and dives forward, getting back to down to maybe the 7. Falcons look like they're having some trouble with footing. I think this field is a couple inches higher than Sailing Field, and so having a little trouble with stumbling. Fourth down now, 5.5 to go. Wayne Ball at the 7, need to get inside the 4. Tight formation at the line, fakes the handoff, throwing it toward the end zone, complete, touchdown, Falcons to the house, that's Jed's Ranch House, and Kunze with the catch. 7-yard touchdown pass from Dylan Lane to senior co-captain C.D. Kunze. It's the Falcons on the board, off the Schneid, with 5:14 to go until half. Randolph Funeral Home PAT attempt is about to take place. Horton in the slot, Carpenter out wide right. Lane drops straight back on the PAT attempt, throwing it. Oh, Horton wasn't where Dylan thought he was. The PAT attempt fails. And Wayne now trailing 30-6 to Adair Casey with, once again, 5:14 to go until halftime. We will turn the stat sheet over. And OVA is slang for over. Chambers Auction and Appraisal Company in Corydon tells you that your true price discovery is found only at auction. Chambers Auction and Appraisal Company is your full-service auction provider for all of Southern Iowa. See Chambers online at chambersauction.com. 641-872-2082. Chambers Auction and Appraisal Company, proudly supporting Wayne Athletics. And your Chambers and Ralph Law Firm kickoff coming from the right foot of Dylan Lane with the ball at the 30. He got it to the end zone from the 15, and the wind pretty much behind him and shifting a little bit from his right to the left. It's a low kick, and it'll get there. Touchback.
Touchback. Bomber will take over first and 10 after 15 yards.
So Adair Casey will have it at their own 15. From the 15, Adair Casey now. Tight formation, backs in the eye. Jensen looking things over. Now they're set. He's under center, and the handoff will go to Plowman on the left side, and he's through the Falcon front line. First down and more out across the 30. They'll spot it at the 32. And that's a first down for Adair Casey. Under 5 to go now till half. Looking it over now, set. Hand off, second back through is Plowman. He's stacked up, but going to get 3 or 4 on that one. Looks like C.D. Kunze, the first Falcon there, and he will get to the 35. Second down now. 5 to go for the Bombers. Lots of different plays from a similar kind of formation, and hesitates and gets through the back. I'm not sure if that's Plowman or... It was Plowman, and he's out near first down yardage there, moving the sticks. Across the midfield stripe to the Falcon 38. So first down now, Adair Casey, under 4 to go. And looking things over is Jensen. Falcons doing some shifting on defense, and Plowman goes to the left side, gets again 6-7 yards and no contact, and brought down inside the 20 by a diving Tyler Jamison. And they'll put it right at the 20. So Adair Casey now threatening again with 3.5 to go till half. Falcons trying to disrupt things, and the back is through the front part into the linebacker core, brought down there. Dan Dine comes and helps, but he wasn't the first one there, and the ball is in now inside the 15. 5-yard pickup. Second down now, 5 to go. Adair Casey, 3 minutes till half. Falcon defense needs to get tough quick. Into the wind, Adair Casey not passing, and it's Terry to the left side. He's got first down yardage and stacked up inside the 10. It'll be first and goal. Horton and Carpenter are in on that tackle. 2:42 to go. First and goal from the 7. Two and a half, 2:25 to go. Hands it off, and it's Plowman up the middle into the end zone. That's a Bomber touchdown. 7-yard touchdown run. Boy, they're just cutting through that Falcon front line like a hot knife through butter. 2:19 to go until half. Your Randolph Funeral Home PAT attempt by Adair Casey will be a handoff to Plowman to the left side, and he gets the corner, gets the 2 points. So it's 38-6 now in favor of Adair Casey. And the teams are off from kickoff coming up pretty quickly, but Falcons need a score, need it pretty badly. Test your next building project to a winning team. That's Bingham Construction. Call Roger Bingham, 641-203-0578. They'll get the job done. Danco Sporting Goods in Centerville offers the best selection of sporting goods in the area. Danco, family-owned since 1979, offering you the selection of quality sporting goods so you can play proud. 2:19 to go here, and Wayne trailing 38-6 to Adair Casey. Adair Casey set for the kickoff. Falcons looking for a good Chambers and Ralph Law Firm kick return. Trent on the near side, Clayton on the far, both inside the five. And Wheatley, good leg, but this is a stiff wind at times. And it's a short little pooch kick that the Falcons don't cover. Adair Casey jumps on it at the Wayne 30. Just punched it up in the air. The wind held it up. And Adair Casey recovers at the Falcon 29. And Wayne bobbles that one, gives Adair Casey a gift at their 29. And Coach Elliott will take a Bread Dough Pizza timeout. For a good timeout with your family and friends, go to Bread Dough Pizza in Corydon. Every inch counts in the red zone, just like every inch counts for farmers out in the field. At Case IH, we're helping farmers get the most out of every acre with products that are powerful, reliable, and productive. So they're ready for the challenges ahead. The world of farming is changing. Be ready with Case IH from Better Equipment on Highway 2, 2 miles east of Corydon. Take your grain drying to a higher level with a Shivers performance system. No other drying method matches the performance of Shivers in-bin continuous counterflow drying. Adair Casey will have the ball after an onside kick. Have the ball at the Wayne 29, leading 38-6 with 2:18 to go until half. And the Plowman from the Wildcat is untouched, heads up the center of the field right through the Falcon defense. It's a 29-yard touchdown run. I could see an untouched play around the end, but when you go untouched up the middle, the Falcons are missing some assignments there. 2:12 to go until half. And your PAT pending. And they will go again with a shotgun Wildcat. Plowman pushing to the left side and stopped short by the Falcon defense. And so Adair Casey puts another six on the board and leads Wayne 44-6. That's a 38-point gap, and we will go continuous clock mode with 2:12 to go in the first half. But again, that clock doesn't start until the kickoff. Allerton Lumber Company tells you construction service and supply from small hand tools to lumber. We've got what you need for your next building project. Stop in today at 220 North Central Avenue in Allerton, Iowa. That's the Allerton Lumber Company. Cordon State Bank considers the security of your financial information a top priority. They take extensive security measures to ensure a safe and reliable online experience for their customers. Cordon State Bank, security for your online banking. Falcons shorten up those mid players to the 30 now. It's Kiefer and Carson Kiefer and C.D. Kunze to the 30. And it's another little pooch down the same sideline, and this one goes out of bounds. And so Wayne will have an option here, and I think they might just go ahead and take the ball. And Wayne will take the ball at the 27. Now, two receivers to the right, one to the left, and one back is Clayton with Dylan. Now under some pressure, Dylan will fight, he's going to pick up about six on a broken play. Dylan gets out across the 30 to the 33. 1:44 now until halftime. Wayne taking a lot of time in the huddle. Trent comes wide left. Clayton in the slot to the left. I think he's probably going to go in motion, but no, lane under center. And we'll fake the quick pass to Clayton and look long for Trent. It took too long for that play to develop, and Dylan had to take off. Loss of a yard on the play. To the 32, and the Falcons will have third down there with as we near a minute left in the first half. CD again at fullback and a tight double tight end formation for the Falcons. Lane on the option will keep it, get across the 35, but he'll be short of the first down. And Wayne may need to take a timeout here. If they want to get a first down and some. And Coach Elliott does take that bread to pizza timeout. We're reminding you, for a good timeout with your family and friends, go to Red Dough Pizza in Corydon. Ball hits the Falcon 36 after the 4-yard pickup by Dylan. And it'll be fourth and a yard. CNC Custom Cycle on the Highway 34 bypass from Sheridan has been in business for over 40 years with a showroom of over 40,000 square feet. Stop in, check out all their recreational vehicles in stock, and see what you want to take home. That's CNC Custom Cycle. Falcons trail 44-6 with 33 seconds to go until halftime. It's fourth down and a long yard at the Falcon 37-yard line. 36-yard line, excuse me. They've got to get past the 37 out near the 38. And now trips to the right. It's a tight end and two receivers out to the right. Lane, no one in the backfield, will throw it over the middle. It's complete first down yardage. And Downard with the catch in Bomber territory. And the Falcons get to the 38, so a So the completion to Downard. Give 4, 5, 6 yards on the, and that's the Neeson Pharmacy first down for the Falcons. So the ball now in Adair Casey territory at their 38. And Red Dough Pizza timeout for Coach Elliott with 20 seconds left. Steve Bunch and the sales associates at Motor Inn of Knoxville look forward to helping you find your next vehicle. Let them put you in the vehicle of your dreams. Motor Inn of Knoxville on Highway 14 North in Knoxville, Iowa. Here come the Falcons from the far sideline. Carpenter coming this way. Ball on the right hash. Carpenter wide out here to the left. Lane puts him in motion back toward the center, and timeout called by Adair Casey. And they have exhausted their final timeout on that one. And gives us the opportunity to let you know that for many, grief doesn't end with a funeral. Randolph Funeral Home offers grief support for all ages. Let them help you and your family in your time of need. Randolph Funeral Home, tell them thanks for sponsoring Falcon Football, a charter sponsor now in their fourth season. Your voice is powered by Community First Credit Union. Your voice is there to help young adults with questions about student loans, budgeting. And your voice is here to guide you through your finances. Check out their website, seefirstyourvoice.com, or like them on Facebook. Federally insured by NCUA. Here come the Falcons from the Bomber 38. Carpenter wide left and goes in motion and heads up the field. Lane will throw it his direction, incomplete. And as we will get now to our Hy-Vee halftime with that incompletion. And Adair Casey at the half leads Wayne 44-6. And 44-6 is a pretty big deficit when you're kicking off to start the second half. But we'll be right back with our Hy-Vee halftime in just a moment here on KIIC.4, the Quattro.
Wayne Falcon Football is being brought to you by Hammer Medical. Hammer Medical will home deliver and set up any medical equipment you need. They have a full line of respiratory, mobility, and accessibility products. Let Hammer Medical help you or your loved ones with your home care needs. Hammer Medical will even file your insurance paperwork for you. Hanson's Iowa Realty. When you're looking to buy or sell property, your premier realtor in Sheraton is Hanson's Iowa Realty. Hanson's Iowa Realty has been working with buyers and sellers in Iowa for over 50 years. Call them today at 641-774-5822. Betty Hanson of Hanson's Iowa Realty is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. The Indianola Auto Group. Your local Indianola car dealers have joined forces to provide you with the best-in-class sales and service in Warren County. They have over 1,500 vehicles available at their dealerships. Their sales and service staff are there to serve you in a small-town friendly atmosphere. They invite you to visit any of their dealerships for all of your automobile needs. Noble, Southtown, and Waters. Judd's Ranch House, hot, fresh food, country atmosphere, and plenty of room for everyone. That's Judd's Ranch House in Lacona. Judd's has a menu to please everyone. Everyone is headed to the house. Judd's Ranch House in Lacona, open Tuesday through Saturday. Mac Hardware. Stay ahead of the changing weather in Iowa and keep more money in your pocket by renting the equipment you need at Mac Hardware on the Highway 34 bypass in Sheraton. Mac Hardware rents chainsaws, log splitters, pole saws, and more. Call 641-774-0410 for more information. That's Mac Hardware in Sheraton. Smith Auto Body.
When you have an accident, whether it's an animal or a tree that's messed up your vehicle, you can count on Smith Auto Body in Sheraton to get your vehicle back to the way it was, all shiny and new. Call Smith Auto Body at 641-774-5008 for all your auto body work. Great Western Bank of Corydon. Great Western Bank in Corydon. A home might be the single largest investment you'll ever make. That's why it's so important to work with someone you trust, like a mortgage loan specialist from Great Western Bank. They are helping make life great. Red Haw Realty. List your real estate with Red Haw Realty. Red Haw is your real estate A-team, and they have an A-list of buyers to get your property sold. List it. Sell it. Call Red Haw Realty in Sheraton at 641-774-4242. Corydon Hy-Vee. The Corydon Hy-Vee is a helpful smile in every aisle. Check out their weekly specials. They have fresh meat, vegetables, and produce for you and your family. Whether you're packing lunches or fixing family meals, you can find it at your local employee-owned Hy-Vee in Corydon. Farm Bureau agent John Fry in Corydon. John Fry is your Farm Bureau agent in Corydon. Stop by, let John give you a quote for whatever you're in need of. He offers life, auto, home, and health insurance. Stop in and see what he can do for you. Chambers and Ralph Law Firm. Attorney Roberta Chambers is a proud sponsor of Lane Falcon Football. The Lucas County Health Center. Lucas County Health Center is there for you when you need them with a full line of services, from obstetrics to oncology, from physical therapy to diabetes education. We are here caring for you. We provide each patient with the highest quality, family-centered health care. Neeson Pharmacy. Personal, friendly, and reliable, Neeson Pharmacy is your hometown pharmacy. Neeson Pharmacy on the southwest corner of the Corydon Square. Check out their selection of Iowa and Iowa State apparel. Midwest Heritage Bank. Midwest Heritage offers a full suite of financial solutions, including deposit and loan products, as well as financial planning and insurance services. Breddo Pizza at Corydon. Breddo Pizza, the place to meet before the game and the place to celebrate after the game. We'll see you at Breddo for pizza. Bingham Construction. Bingham Construction. Trust your next building project to a winning team. Bingham Construction. Call Roger Bingham at 641-203-0578. They will get the job done. Danco Sporting Goods in Centerville offers the best selection of sporting goods in the area. Danco family owned since 1979, offering you the selection of quality sporting goods so you can play proud. Danco. Better equipment. Every inch counts in the red zone, just like every inch counts for farmers out in the field. At Case IH, we're helping farmers get the most out of every acre with products that are powerful, productive, and reliable, so they're ready for the challenges ahead. The world of farming is changing. Be ready with Case IH from Better Equipment in Highway 2, 2 miles east of Corydon. Shivers Manufacturing. Take your grain drying to a higher level with a Shivers Performance System. No other drying method matches the performance of Shivers in-bin continuous counterflow drying. The Allerton Lumber Company. Construction service and supply, from small hand tools to lumber, we have what you need for your next project. Stop in today at 220 North Central Avenue in Allerton, Iowa. The Corydon State Bank. Corydon State Bank considers the security of your financial information a top priority. They take extensive security measures to ensure a safe and reliable online experience for their customers. Corydon State Bank, security for your online banking. CNC Custom Cycle. CNC Custom Cycle on the Highway 34 bypass in Sheraton has been in business for over 40 years with a showroom of over 40,000 square feet. Stop in and check out all the recreational vehicles in stock and see what you want to take home. That's CNC Custom Cycle. Motor Inn. Steve Bunch and the sales associates at Motor Inn of Knoxville look forward to helping you find your next vehicle. Let them put you in a vehicle of your dreams. Motor Inn of Knoxville on Highway 14 North in Knoxville, Iowa. Randolph Funeral Home. For many, grief doesn't end with a funeral. Randolph Funeral Home offers grief support for all ages. Let them help you and your family in your time of need. Community First Credit Union. Your voice is powered by Community First Credit Union. Your voice is there to help young adults with questions about student loans and budgeting. Your voice is here to guide you through your finances. check out the website, C1STYOURVOYCE. CFirstYourVoice.com. Or like them on Facebook, federally insured by NCUA. Windstream. KIIC recently switched to Windstream for Business, a new bundled package that included free guest internet and lower prices than those commonly advertised for Windstream. Do what KIIC did. Call Danielle, your Windstream for Business account rep, directly for the best value, lowest prices, and free guest wireless for a year. Get the same deal KIIC got. Call Danielle at 641-888-0134. That's 641-888-0134 and get specialized small business pricing and treatment. Danielle will come to your business and explain all the options. Windstream is available in most areas, but not all. Call Danielle today, 641-888-0134. Midwest Assisted Living. As we turn through the pages of our lives, we all experience times when we need a little extra help. We have created an assisted living environment which combines and celebrates these memorable aspects of life and creates new experiences in a comfortable home-like setting. Assisted living strikes a balance between the need for a helping hand and the desire for each individual to live life on their own terms. Our warm and caring staff offers assistance for each person's needs while providing the space, freedom, and flexibility to make one's own choices and enjoy life. We offer a variety of amenities to assist in the care of you or your loved one. With around-the-clock staff, you'll have the assurance that assistance will be there when you need it. I invite you to explore all of the benefits assisted living can offer. In Ostalusa, contact Maple Ridge for assisted living and memory care.
And we're back with your Hy-Vee halftime report at Adair Casey, where the Falcons in quarterfinal action here in eight-player ball trail Adair Casey 44-6 at the half. And I would say it really could be worse than that, but not a whole lot. Adair Casey has had the ball six possessions, has scored a touchdown each time. They're 3 of 6 in their two-point conversion attempts, and they blocked a Falcon punt from our own end zone back through the end zone for a safety. Wayne had the ball backed all the way up to, it was just, I don't see how it was even out of the end zone across the goal line. But with a short distance back to the lane, I think it was Clayton Thelman got through and scored the safety for Adair Casey. Trying to see here. Plowman has 1, 2. Three, four of the six touchdowns. Four of the six touchdowns. He's got two of their converted PATs and the safety. So 2, 4, 6, and 24. He's got 30 of the 44 points, and not much offensively for the Falcons. And as far as your Shivers Manufacturing player, the first half of the Falcons, we're going to give this one to Mr. C.D. Coonsey, 2 receptions for 17 yards and a touchdown in the first half, and some several tackles defensively, but the Falcons have not had nearly enough tackles and not nearly close enough to the Adair Casey line of scrimmage to count for much. Just a reminder for those of you who maybe don't know, tune in to the Channel 8 news tonight at 10 o'clock, where the Safeway Student Athlete of the Week will be announced, and we're hopeful and optimistic that that Safeway Player of the Week will be our own Dylan Lane. Voting has been from last Friday through Wednesday, and the announcement will be made tonight.
Also, the nominees for next week will, I believe, be announced as well. And one of them, I'm told, will be our own C.D. Coonsy. So thanks to those who have been out there online or however else you can nominate and getting C.D. in there. So that voting will begin tonight and go through next Wednesday. Get on to KCCI.com and go to the Safeway Student Athlete of the Week section and vote for C.D. Coonsy this week coming up. He is also our Shivers Manufacturing Player of the First Half for the Falcons, hoping to just put that first half behind them, unable to stop Adair Casey any, and unable to get much offense going. Clayton Kiefer with 7 carries for 33 yards, a couple of receptions for 10 more. And Dylan Lane, I have as 6 of 11 for 39 yards and a touchdown, the touchdown to Coonsy. Trent Carpenter with one reception for 6 yards, and Rich Downard, 1 reception for 6 yards. So here come the Falcons from the east end zone now. And you can hear the fans. I could hear them on the drive on the way up. We had to stop in Casey for a train. A pet bus pulled up behind us, and we could hear them cheering through our closed windows. I don't know if theirs were shut or if they had it wide open, but reminiscent of, not that I was there, but you hear about the rebel yell in the Civil War and how the noise of the Confederate Army would strike fear into the hearts of the Union. And they were yelling, and it was a sight. They were yelling the whole time. They pulled into the field here behind us, and as we rolled down our window to get into the field, you could hear that pep bus just rocking and rolling behind us, and you can hear them over on the far side of the field. Lane fans spread out pretty much the entire length of the field. There's a looks like a cinder crushed brick type track surrounding the field and lined with Falcon fans, and the seats are pretty full too. A good representation. We'd like to give a shout-out as well to the folks in the Wayne County Sheriff's Department. Thanks for taking care of everything back home. Wish you could be here. Understand why you're not. And want you to know that we're glad you're there keeping us all safe. And we bring you this game from Adair Casey, courtesy of KICRadio.com. Stream 4, the Quattro, Lane trailing at half, 44-6. And your Hy-Vee halftime being brought to you by the Cord and Hy-Vee. Once again, a charter sponsor of these broadcasts, and we appreciate them being with us, as we appreciate Windstream. KIIC recently switched to Windstream for Business, a new bundled package that included free guest internet and lower prices than those commonly advertised for Windstream. So do what KIIC did. Call Danielle, your Windstream for Business account rep, directly. Call her directly for your best value, lowest prices, and free guest wireless for a year. Get the same deal KIIC got. Call Danielle at 641-888-0134. That's 641-888-0134. And get specialized small business pricing and treatment. Danielle will come to your business and explain all the options. Windstream is available in most areas, but not all. So call Danielle today, 641-888-0134. As we turn through the pages of our lives, we all experience times when we need a little extra help. We have created an assisted living environment in which combines and celebrates these memorable aspects of life and creates new experiences in a comfortable home-like setting. Assisted living strikes a balance between the need for a helping hand and the desire for each individual to live life on their own terms. Our warm and caring staff offers assistance for each person's needs while providing the space, freedom, and flexibility to make one's own choices and enjoy life. We offer a variety of amenities to assist in the care of you or your loved one. With around-the-clock staff, you'll have the assurance that assistance will be there when you need it. I invite you to explore all the benefits assisted living can offer. In Oskaloosa, contact Maple Ridge for assisted living and memory care. Falcon fans now on the far sideline trying to cheer the team on. The wind was coming from the south, now blowing pretty much west to east, which will be at the back of the Falcons for the third quarter. Wayne moving from right to left. So Adair Casey, Plowman will retreat. Back inside the five. And Dylan tees it up for Wayne. We are set for Chambers and Ralph Law from second half kickoff. Dylan puts it into the end zone for a touchback. Both kickers, when going with from right to left, have hit the end zone every time. Adair Casey with the ball, leading 44-6. Will be continuous clock unless Wayne can get the deficit under 35. Trayton Jensen looks things over, now sets. And hands off to the right side, up the middle, and Plowman is going to pick up 7 or 8.
Plowman, the ball carrier for the Bombers. Keeper on the spot for the Falcons.
Clayton brings him down, but at the 22.
Second and 3 for the Bombers.
So Wayne from, or Adair Casey from their own 22 now. Second and 3. Putting Wheatley in motion to the near side, and he's going to go long, and Jensen rolling right, now cutting back to the middle of the field, and Jellison knocked down to the ground. The pass is complete for a first down. Not sure that was a Charlie Terry. And it will be spotted at the 29, 7-yard pickup. So first down, right there, Casey. 10:44 to go in the third quarter. Continuous clock in motion. Terry, and he gets the handoff, and now he'll come back the other direction and eludes the Falcons. He's free and clear, heading inside the 10-5 touchdown. Wow. Wayne just overplayed that and let Terry cut it back to the other side of the field, and he takes it 51 yards. Ten 29 to go in the third quarter, and Wayne has surrendered 6 more. And this time, they've got a kicking tee down, and Wheatley puts it through.
Only after is good. Off the toe of Wheatley.
And so now they get 7 and make it 51-6. 51-yard touchdown run by Terry. And the Falcons have themselves a pretty deep hole now. 51-6 is a 45-point deficit, so even with a touchdown and two-point conversion, Wayne is still in continuous clock. Kicking off now, Wheatley into the wind. He's just kind of sand-wedged it toward the Falcon 30 and toward the Adair Casey sideline. The last two times, they picked one up as Wayne was sleeping and got an onside kick. The other one went out of bounds. Carson would be the one to field that if they were to try the same thing. Here comes your Chambers and Ralph Law Firm kickoff. It is the high pooch, and Carson fields it, and knocked down by number 24 pretty quickly is James Grubbs. And the Falcons have it at their own 29. I'm told we could have a fair catch, but that's not what happened. And Wayne has the ball at their own 29, 9:45 and counting. Carpenter goes in motion to the right, pitches to Clayton on the left side, shuffles and is pushed out of bounds across the 35. He picks up about 7. And they'll spot it at the 37, give him 8. It'll be 2nd and 2. So from their own 37 now, Clayton struggling to this point, puts him over 40 yards for the game rushing, and 10 more receiving. Carpenter... lot to left. We'll go in motion. Flag comes down.
Flag on the play.
And delay called against the Falcons. Back them up to the 32. Carpenter goes in motion to the right. Heads downfield, laying under quick pressure. Ball's up in the air and down on the turf. Falcons will cover it, but it's inside their own 20. Ball went up in the air and then started bouncing toward the Falcon goal line, and it'll be at the 17. 15-yard loss on the play for the Falcons. Eight minutes to go in the third quarter. Lane from the gun. Draw play and read by Adair Casey. Dillon gets about 3 more, and a flag comes out at the end of it. It might be a face mask. It is a 15-yard variety personal foul face mask penalty. Lane got across the 20 to the 21. That'll be in about three or four yards short of that. Oh, it'll be marked at the 34, I guess. So he needs about 5 more yards. So from their own 34, Wayne, third down now. Lane under center will pitch it back to Clayton. He'll try to the right, now cut back in and back to the corner. He's got first down yardage and cuts back. He's going to go to the house. That's Jeff's Ranch House in Lacona. Clayton Kiefer with a 46-yard touchdown run. And that comes at 7:40 to go in the third quarter. Outrunning the Bomber defense and your Randolph Funeral Home PAT attempt coming up. And under center, Lane will fake the pitch to Kiefer and throw it toward the end zone. Short, knocked away, incomplete. So your score is Adair Casey 51, Wayne 12, with 7:40 to go in the third quarter after a 46-yard touchdown run by Clayton Kiefer. Puts the Falcons on the board here in the second half. Chambers Auction and Appraisal Company in Corydon tells you that true price discovery is only at an auction. Chambers Auction and Appraisal Company is your full-service auction provider for all of Southern Iowa. See Chambers online at chambersauction.com, 641-872-2082. 641-872-2082. Chambers Auction and Appraisal Company, proudly supporting Lane Athletics. Lane has it teed up. Don't forget, Foxhole Gun Range in Ottumwa is having their big gun auction this Saturday at the Isaac Walton League at 1107 90th Street in Ottumwa, 1 p.m. Main Clubhouse. And Lane's kick goes into the end zone. Your Chambers Rolfe Law Firm kickoff is a touchback. So Adair Casey will have it from the 15. It's a 39-point deficit, still in continuous clock. And that gun auction will be selling a large selection of guns and ammunition. For more information, call 641-895-4480. 641-895-4480 for the gun auction Saturday in Ottumwa. And flag comes down, will end this play, and it's a false start by Adair Casey, making it first and 15 from the 10 instead of first and 10 from the 15. 7:40 left in the third, and they will wind this clock once again. I guess they won't, but that's okay with me. Jensen under center, hands it off, and Plowman spins and gets across the 10. Jameson on the tackle, gets out to the 13, a gain of 3. Second down now, and with 7:10 to go in the third. And the quick pitch to the right side, and it will be met and stopped at the 15 by Clayton Kiefer, Ethan Horton, and Evan Sinclair in on that one. Gets right across the 15. So third and 10 with 6.5 minutes to go in the third. Falcons, a couple of stops here. And speaking of stop, Adair Casey will stop the clock there with a bread dough pizza timeout. For a good timeout with your family and friends, go to the bread dough pizza in Corydon. Hammer Medical will home deliver and set up any medical equipment you need. They've got a full line of respiratory, mobility, and accessibility products. Let Hammer help you or your loved ones with home care needs. Hammer Medical will even file your insurance paperwork for you. When you're looking to buy or sell property, your premier realtor in Sheraton is Hanson's Iowa Realty. Hanson's Iowa Realty has been working with buyers and sellers in Iowa for over 50 years. Call them today, 774-5822. Betty Hanson of Hanson's Iowa Realty is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Okay, Jensen not on the field as the Bombers come back out for a 3rd and 10. Look for that Wildcat with Plowman taking the snap. Nobody actually back there with him. A couple of tight ends to the left, and he'll try running to the left and hesitates, stutter steps, gets going to end up with almost 5 yards on a nothing play. Falcons well defended it.
Out of the block, yes. Direct snap.
And they'll spot that at the 20. So for the first time tonight, Adair Casey will go into punt formation. Wheatley has it. Carpenter quickly retreats. He's back inside his 30, and it's going to be a fake, and they're coming to the near side. He's got first down yardage. Wheatley has it down the near sideline out of bounds in front of his own bench at the 35. Falcons let the end in, and he got around the outside the corner, picks up 15, and Adair Casey does not punt, keeps the ball, now have it at their own 35. 5:12 to go in this third quarter with Adair Casey leading the Falcons 51-12. And a long time since they set that ball down, but the play clock must still be going, and the handoff is to the second back through Plowman, and he'll dive up near the midfield stripe. Call it the 39 plus 4 for Clayton Plowman. Second down, Bombers. Hand off and cutting back into the middle of the field that originally came to the right. C.D., Clayton, Evan Sinclair, all in on that one. And Plowman gets it up about 3 yards there. And the ball is hit the Falcon 37. Third and two. They got to get down to the Falcon 35 for a first down. Flag comes down. It'll be against Wayne. That'll be a first down on the penalty. So the gift of a first down gives the Bombers the ball at the Falcon 32.
The ball spotted at the Falcon 32-yard line.
Three and a half to go in the third quarter. Second back, finally touched, picked up by the Falcons at midfield, heading down all the way, untouched. Is going to be Ridge Downard. No. That's Evan Sinclair? Oh, my goodness. The track star wow, unbelievable, but that line of scrimmage was the 32, so that would be a 48. It was fumbled right away. Falcons now trailing 51-18, which is less than 35, so we'll end the continuous clock for the moment. And a bad snap, laying on a broken play, will fail on the Randolph Funeral Home PAT attempt. So right now, there will not be a continuous clock unless Adair Casey gets inside that again. Evan Sinclair. Picked that up and outran the Adair Casey pursuers. Ball bounced a time or two. MMC trailing Newell Fonda 31-26 in the third quarter. EHK, Exira, leading Glidden Ralston in a rematch 28-0 in the third quarter. Gilbertville Don Bosco 36-14 over Springville in the fourth. And here's 51-18, Adair Casey. Those are your eight-player scores. Pekin trailing VGM 23-8 in the third. And Alvia leading Minneapolis 7-0 in the fourth. So one out of the three ahead at the moment. Dylan, it's fielded, I guess, at the goal line. And Wheatley hesitating, shuffling around, trying to cut back once again, coming to the right. And we'll head up across the 25 to about the 28. And it'll be spotted at their 29, so give him 29 on the return, where they will begin right there with 3:10 to go in the third. And Jensen on an option, bootlegging out to the left side into the secondary, and Horton will take him out of bounds inside the Falcon 35. And it'll be right at the 35. I'm sorry, 25, not the 35. Twenty-six-yard run for the Bomber quarterback. And now lines him up, and in motion is Terry. The handoff is going to be a gain on the play. Flowman gets inside the 20. Ethan Horton on the tackle once again at the 18, 7-yard pickup. .225 to go in the third. Wayne trailing 51-18. And Terry steps forward and in motion to the right, option play. Jensen keeps it. He's inside the 25, inside the 20, where Clayton and Horton once again on the tackle. Spotted at the 9, and that 9-yard pickup will give them a first and goal. First and goal from the 9 with 2 to go in the third. One wide out is Terry, now in motion back to the center of the field, gets the handoff. Seen that play before. He did the same thing. Stopped. Started to go around the left end. Stopped at about the tight end. Cut sharply back to the right and got all the yards he needed for a touchdown. Terry with the 9-yard pickup at 1:48 to go in the third. 57-18. And they will line up two. There's the same play with Terry in motion. And the same play for Jensen is a option touchdown once again. Randolph Funeral Home PAT is good. And it's 59-18 in favor of Adair Casey. With a minute 48 to go in the third, and we're back to continuous clock. So, not looking good at the moment for Falcon fans, but again, we're about an hour away, a little more from the KCCI TV 8 Safeway Student Athlete of the Week being announced, and with great hope and expectation that it will be Dylan Lane. Thanks to everyone who voted for Dylan, and you may begin voting, I believe, tonight for C.D. Coonsey for next week's Safeway Student Athlete Player of the Week. Voting will go through Wednesday, with the winner announced next Friday night. Okay, Carson standing at the 28. They've kicked the last three times to him. And this one's on the ground, bounces up. Carson fields it at the 26 and heads over. He's across at the 35 out near midfield. They'll spot it there. 14-yard kickoff return. So Carson Kiefer with 14 yards on the kickoff return to the midfield stripe, and the Falcons have it with 1:15 to go in the third. Oh, it's the pistol formation here. Haven't seen this. Lane from the gun now throws it to the right, and Clayton will have it, but he'll lose yards. It'll be a completed pass. Loss of four on the play. So from their own 36 now. A half minute to go in the third. From the pistol, Lane. Clean snap, looking for Carpenter over the middle, and held up by Jensen, incomplete. That'll end your third. And your third period will end with Adair Casey leading your Falcons 59-18. And it'll be third and 14 for the Falcons from their own 36. Twelve minutes to go and a 41-point deficit at the moment. Wayne getting ready to come out here for the fourth, and the Falcons need to really put it on. Third quarter score, Newell Fonda 31-26 over MMC. Exira EHK over Glidden Ralston 28-0 in the third. Don Bosco 36-14 over Springville in the fourth. In your other quarterfinals, Lane throwing it long, airing it out, overthrows Carpenter, incomplete. Fourth down for the Falcons. I never knew Evan Sinclair could run that fast. It just, it was a big kid, but I just couldn't believe it was him. Clean snap. Low punt will take a Falcon bounce and go out of bounds inside the 20.
Punt goes out of bounds. Bomber will take over. First and 10 at their own 17-yard line.
So from their own 17 now, starting the fourth. Deacon still trailing VGM 29-8. And Albia still leading Minneapolis 7-0 in the fourth. Falcons on defense, and Jensen hands it off, and I think that's Plowman gets across the 20. They'll spot it at the 20. 3-yard gain. Evan Sinclair on that tackle. Second down, Adair Casey taking their time. Looking over the Falcon defense, and Jensen now set. Hands it off and through, and a big gap. Plowman, he's got one in pursuit, but it's Horton, and he won't catch Clayton Plowman looking for that. Hanky, don't see him. 60-yard touchdown run for Clayton Plowman. And that's a touchdown, Adair Casey, with 9:47 left in the game. That one appears to make it difficult to get back under that 35-point gap. Wheatley on to attempt the kick VAT, and it's wide left, no good. So the 6 points makes it 65-18. Adair Casey over Wayne with 9:47 to go in the game. KIIC recently switched to Windstream for Business, a new bundled package that included free guest internet and lower prices than those commonly advertised for Windstream. Do what KIIC did. Call Danielle, your Windstream for Business account rep, directly for the best value, lowest prices, and free guest wireless for a year. Get the same deal KIIC got. Call Danielle, 641-888-0134. That's 641-888-0134. And get specialized small business pricing and treatment. Danielle will come to your business and explain all your options. Windstream is available in most but not all areas. Call Danielle today, 641-888-0134. Your Chambers and Ralph Law Firm kickoff coming up. And your kick return is probably not going to be a return. It's probably going to be a touchback. Wheatley with a good leg and the wind at his back. All the kicks, I think, in this direction. Well, no, they did jump and catch one at the goal line. So 9:47 to go, 65-18 in favor of Adair Casey. And Wheatley's kick will get in and over the back line of the goal. So, touchback for the Falcons. And from their 15, Wayne will put it in play. Been a very good postseason so far for the Falcons, but not tonight. Unable to get really any offense mounted. One run by Kiefer. And pitch will go to Clayton on the left side, and foot is grabbed, and he will go down with a small gain. They'll mark it at nearly the 17. Give him a couple. So from the 17 now. Second and 8. Wayne, 9:18 to go in the game. Trailing Adair Casey, 65-18. Clayton the only back behind Dillon. Trent goes in motion to the near side, heads up the field, is looking to throw across the middle to him, complete at the 32, tries to fake out Jensen and now outrun him, but he'll be caught as he slows up Terry in on the tackle as well, but gets inside the 30. Ball will be spotted at the 28. 23-12 is 35 yards on the completion, and that's a Neeson Pharmacy first down for the Falcons. Now in putting in play from the 28-yard line, Carpenter again in motion and will head up the field, pitch the other way. Clayton will pick up two or three. They're marking that one back at the 30. Loss of a yard for Clayton. It looked like he had pushed it forward out to about the 26, but in any event, fakes the pitch. Lane now under heavy pressure will go down in the Falcon backfield. Actually, they'll blow it dead. He doesn't go down, but his forward progress clearly stopped. 7:20 and counting to go. Ball is just outside the Bummer 35. Loss of 5 on the play. Seven minutes, 7:01 to go, and Coach Elliott will call a Bread Dough Pizza timeout. If a good timeout with your family and friends, go to Bread Dough Pizza in Corydon. Your voice is powered by Community First Credit Union. Your voice is there to help young adults with questions about student loans and budgeting. Your voice is here to guide you through your finances. Check out their website, seefirstyourvoice.com, or like them on Facebook, federally insured by NCUA. Here we are with 7:01 to go in the Falcon season, trailing Adair Casey 65-18. Wayne's ball, but it's third and long at the Bomber 35. Nobody behind Lane. He's under center. Clayton in the slot to the left. And a quick pass to him. He's going to be dropped in the backfield, losing a couple of yards on the completion. Back to the 38, loss of 3. Three completions Lane here in the second half, and two of them have been for losses. Fourth down now, and with 6:20 to go, Wayne will go for it. Have almost 20 to go for the first down. Under the gun, Lane throwing a pass over the middle, incomplete. Jameson cut left, ball was thrown to the right. Turnover on downs. And Adair Casey will start from their own 38. Under 6 now to go. Five 30. four and counting. Jensen under center still. Hands it off to the second back, Terry, and he's wrapped up quickly by the Falcon defense. Sinclair and Carson Kiefer on that one. Pretty much nothing on that. Second and 10. And that play clock would have started just inside the 5. 4. So they're gonna need to put the ball in play here pretty soon or take a 5-yard penalty. Or they do take the delay of game, 5-yard penalty. Which does at least temporarily stop the clock. And now from the 33, with 4:34 to go, it won't start until the snap. Hey there, Casey. Hands the ball off, stacked up in the middle of the Falcon defensive line. Evan Sinclair in on that, and now we'll come out for the Falcons, as will Carson Kiefer. And the penalty against Adair Casey with 4:29 again stops the clock, and they will decline the penalty and take the down. Fourth down now, Adair Casey will go for it. And the handoff into the middle and tackled just across the 35, flag down, but the play was stopped well short of the first down. Kyle Andrews in on that one. And it's another procedure penalty against Adair Casey, but Wayne will decline that, and it'll be fourth down. Or it'll be a Falcon ball. And gain on the play. So from the 36, Adair Casey 36. Lane still under center, pitches it, and Clayton's going to throw it back to Dillon and intercepted by Adair Casey at the 24. That one just wasn't there from the beginning. 3.5 minutes to go now. Handoff up the middle and fighting for yardage. And enough yardage for a first down will be Adair Casey. And didn't get the number. It looked like 10, which would be Blake Leonard, a junior. So from the 36, 12-yard pickup is a first down. Adair Casey, we're at 3 minutes to go. The Falcons season. Waiting until the play clock's about done. Quarterback looking over at the sidelines and handoffs up the middle. That'll get nothing. And maybe twice nothing. Jameson in on that one. Back to the 34, minus 2, stop for the Falcons. but with 2:25 to go, second down now, and the Adair Casey coaching staff getting the Gatorade treatment and a good defensive play. CD finished off the quarterback, but he was grabbed by, I'm not sure who, if it was Mitch Sinclair maybe. Aaron Hornberger in on that. Tate Van Dyne in the backfield as well. And ball's back at the 30, so a 4-yard loss. And Wayne will call Red Dough Pizza timeout with 2:03 to go. For a good timeout with your family and friends, go to Red Dough Pizza in Corydon. 65-18, our score with 2:03 to go. And it's third and long for Adair Casey with 2 minutes and 3 seconds left in the season for the Falcons. Flag down. Procedure against Adair Casey. I think the penalties are going to end up being about even on the night. Haven't had a play in a while, but 2:03 left in the game. Here we go. Hand off up the middle, and he's going to get it to about the 32 or 3. Stacked up there by several Falcons, including Hornberger, Kunze, Downard, Carpenter. Timeout called. Coach Elliott uses them all. This one with 1:53 to go. Ball sits at the Bomber 28. Offense, 65-18. Falcons trailing the Adair Casey Bombers, who appeared to headed to the Dome to face Gilbertville Don Bosco, who defeated a Springville team previously undefeated on the season. The handoff grabbed immediately and brought down in the backfield by Sinclair, Mitch, Van Dyne, Downard, Carpenter. And the ball is at Adair Casey's 27, where Wayne will start with a minute and a half and counting. Spending quite a bit of time in the huddle instead of running plays. Kiefer and Horton split out to the left. Clayton. Now Clayton will sprint over to the right side, and from the gun by himself is Lane, and a penalty will go against the Falcons offside. Back him up from the 32 now. Lane needs to be ready with this play. Kiefer in motion. The bad snap. And Lane has to hurry and throw a pass to a wide-open Jamison inside the 20 to the house. Judd's Ranch House, touchdown. Nobody guarding Jamison just slipped up from his tight end spot and did an out pattern and caught it inside the 20 and ran it on in down the near sideline. 32-yard touchdown pass, Lane to Jamison. Stops the clock with 49.6 to go. Randolph Funeral Home PAT attempt for the Falcons. Lane will pitch it back. Clayton, or no, the Tate Van Tine, the fullback, I guess, playing tailback, gets it in. PAT is good. And that gives Wayne 26. Still not within 35, but Tate must have bugged Coach Elliott enough that he gave him the ball, and that it paid off. Give him 2 points, and your score is Adair Casey 65, Wayne 26. With 49 seconds remaining in the ball game, we're in continuous clock. Wayne out of timeouts. It'll be a kick and then one, maybe two plays, depending on how those go. Your Chambers and Ralph Law Firm kickoff coming up. Got to be an onside attempt. Let's see what kind of chicanery they have. Carson, Evan, Ethan, Blade, Dylan, hops it, a couple hops and cross midfield. So it is a 10-yard, but fielded by Adair Casey's hand team, number 38, catches it. Jordan Hockle, a 175-pound junior at the 38. Seconds. They just need one snap. The play clock won't let it get all the way out. And there it is with 10 and counting to go. That'll end it. Your final score, Adair Casey, 65, Wayne, 26. It was a little better second half. Wayne got 20 in the second half. And still outscored 21-20 in the second half are the Falcons. But they are quarter finalists, and it'll end there. I got brought some warm, fresh, homemade chocolate chip cookies. So if you hear any crunching in the microphone, disregard it. But the Falcons go down 65-26. We'll be back in just a moment to give you your Shivers Manufacturing Player of the Game after this word from our sponsors.
Wayne Falcon Football is being brought to you by Hammer Medical. Hammer Medical will home deliver and set up any medical equipment you need. They have a full line of respiratory, mobility, and accessibility products. Let Hammer Medical help you or your loved ones with your home care needs. Hammer Medical will even file your insurance paperwork for you. Hanson's Iowa Realty. When you're looking to buy or sell property, your premier realtor in Sheraton is Hanson's Iowa Realty. Hanson's Iowa Realty has been working with buyers and sellers in Iowa for over 50 years. Call them today at 641-774-5822. Betty Hanson of Hanson's Iowa Realty is a proud sponsor of all area athletics.